Tonight, the ascension, the art of soul perfection, and the attainment of grace. Our very special guest, Dr. Bruce Goldberg, back with us on Coast to Coast AM. Dr. Bruce Goldberg, he's an expert in hypnosis, specializing in reincarnation, time travel, soul healing. And Bruce holds several degrees. He's written more than 20 books and over 24 scientific articles on his work, specializing in dealing with patients and helping them relive past and future lives, contacting time travelers, out-of-body experiences, and removing psychic attacks. Here he is back on Coast to Coast. Dr. Bruce Goldberg. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, George, how's my best buddy on the air and off
I'm
the air?
I'm doing well. Hey, I've been sending people your way to your website.
I know. I have to tell you about that first. This is you've been so kind, and I have to say something to the audience, too. I've gotten about 1,000 emails in the last couple of months regarding referrals, and you were kind enough to mention me. But one little error here was that, see, I don't make referrals to hypnotherapists around the country, and the reason being I haven't done that for many years is that all I've gotten in the past, because I didn't know these people, were complaints from people saying that, gee, this person is a part-timer. And so I stopped doing that. So, but here's something for your audience, though. They were so kind, and they were very nice. You know, I had to write the letter, many times about why I couldn't do that. But this is something, because a lot of your listeners, they would like to see me, but they don't want to travel to Los Angeles because they live in Australia or, North
America. Right. You know, and a lot of times we get calls from Cleveland and Detroit and Connecticut and all over the place.
Well, here's a simple solution. Folks out there, I would love to work with you, and here's what you can do. Those of you that have a reasonably modern computer and an inexpensive video cam, we can do sessions by computer. If you go to my homepage, there's a little link that says computer sessions. Gives you all the technical requirements, which is very simple. You can download the Skype software. It's free, and you can do a video session with audio and video, which is about 95% as effective as being in my lovely office here in Los Angeles. And I do these Skype sessions every week. I do dozens of these. So this is it's a very simple way in which we can actually get together, even though it's by computer. Computer is Skype is the next best thing. So with we can do that, and we can do the sessions, and we can do this as at your convenience, at my convenience, and it's not even with time differences, around the world, 17 hours ahead in Australia, things like that. But it works.
Technology allows that to happen, Bruce. I mean, here I am in a cave in St. Louis, beaming back to Los Angeles up to a satellite. I mean, it's remarkable.
Well, speaking of beaming, though, I want to say thank you again for your kind reincarnation on your show tonight and this morning. We will discuss beaming via teleportation. We will discuss evidence of time of ETs, parallel universes, including how to meet your soulmate and the different types of soulmates there are. We're going to discuss time travel from our future, of course, their technology, and we're going to deal with the ancient continents of Atlantis and Lemuria, as well as Egypt before the flood, which was about 11,000 BC, and also how we can all time travel and grow spiritually, which is kind of a segue to my latest book, Ascension, which trains people how to actually perfect the soul and to eliminate the need to reincarnate.
Super. This is going to be an incredible week. We've got Michio Kaku coming up on Wednesday, and the folks at the Discovery Channel are going to be doing a new TV show with him in October on physics. Of course, nobody can do physics like Michio Kaku. But it's also kind of a sad day tonight, Bruce, because Stephen Hawking, the great physicist and mathematician, rushed to a hospital today and fighting for his life. I hope he pulls out. As you know, he's got Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yes, and of course,
We'll see what happens there. I had an interesting discussion today with a fellow who works as a valet guy at a local restaurant here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah.
And he knows me well and, dropped my car and he says, "Hey, yeah, I'll watch it for you." And I went, grabbed a little supper and I came back. And he came in. And it's Monday. It's slow in St. Louis. Slow everywhere on Monday. And he said, "Do you really believe in time travel?" And I said, "You've got to listen to the show tonight. That's all I'll tell you." And he said, "But come on, do you really believe in time travel?" And I said, "Let me ask you this. 300 years ago, if you were living and put yourself back there for a moment, would you believe man would walk on the moon?" And he said, "No, of course not." And I said, "Well, think about time travel that way. 300 years out, 100 years out, you don't know how fast technology can get us to do things. And so if time travel is possible, going into the future and going into the past are very possible. Anyway, he walked away believing it, that it could be. And
see, you're doing my work for me, George. You're one of my biggest emissaries. By the way, I also want to thank you for your very kind review or blurb, as we say in the industry, on my EJU book, where you put down, Dr. Bruce Goldberg has captivated the mind with this riveting theory of ETs and ancient Egypt, a must-read. That has helped sell a lot of books, and I appreciate it very much.
Well, you deserve it.
Listen, I also have a special – I have a gift for you. I have a special present for you.
And oh, really?
Yes, the present for you is going to be dealing with your own karmic sub-cycle.
Really?
How's that for? Yes, I'm serious.
Now, is this Dexter Monterey, the futurist, or
well,
is this
me? It's going to deal with him, and it's going to deal with Zior, and it's also going to deal with someone very, very dear to you that is no longer on the earth plane. And it's going to be, I'm going to leave that as a little segue when we get into, when we talk about the superconscious mind tap and about a little
okay.
bit about dissension. So I want you and your listeners to know there's going to be a special, and the reason I'm doing this is because I don't have to do this, but I do this because of my respect for you and because I will do anything for you, George. You know that I've done your TV show. I do it favors. I'll call on the air at 1 o'clock in the morning for you at our time, you know. And this is something that I think is going to be very meaningful for you as well as the listeners too, because it illustrates the principle. But I think it's something you're also going to get benefit out of.
Okay.
And just think about that concept. What I'd like to do is go into. We have a 9 different figures that are on your site. If those of you that have computers and click into the homepage, if you click into the photo gallery. We're going to be discussing some really heavy stuff that I'd like obviously anyone with a computer out there to do this because it's going to illustrate. We're going to be discussing first the concept of paragression. Now, you all know what regression is, going back in time.
Going back, okay.
And progression, this is a field I developed in 1977 by asking a patient to go to the origin of a problem, and she went to the 23rd century. That was the birth of future life progression hypnotherapy many years ago. But paragression is the exploration of parallel universes or what we call parallel cells. Now, parallel cells, I'm going to refer now to the figure 1, if those of you that have a computer and are on the photo gallery. This is an example of what we call the oversoul concept. We have what we call oversouls, which are, think of it almost like an organization where you have the president and you have vice presidents and people beneath them. Oversoul is like a basic soul that splits into what we call subsouls. And on these subsouls, you have also a split. So one oversoul can split, as my diagram shows, into 3 subsouls. Each of these subsouls can split into 3 additional souls. So if you do the math, in a mere 13 generations, which is less than 500 years, one oversoul can occupy over 1.5 million bodies, which helps confirm my concept that there are no virgin souls out there. We've all had past lives. And if you go back far enough, you can trace you and people close to you to a common ancestor. And this one case that I'm illustrating with figure 1 is about this salesman on the East Coast years ago. Now, this is called this is parallel selves. Now, we're going to differentiate parallel selves from parallel lives. Parallel selves is our oversoul occupying different bodies in our current universe, in the same parallel universe. Okay?
All right.
This gentleman years ago, he was a salesman, and he did a lot of traveling, but he never went to Cleveland, Ohio. You'll see why that's relevant. So what he does is he asked me, he says, Doctor, he says, I want to explore anything we can do with hypnosis and time travel. So we did some past life regression, we did future life regression, and then he came up with this parallel life that he's a parallel self that he's living right now at the same time in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a female. Okay? So in other words, this subsoul fragment of his is a woman in Cleveland, Ohio. He gets the address. He's able to look her up. Now he's never been to Cleveland before, and he says, what should I do with this? And I said, well, look, you why don't you go out and meet this person? This is very important to you, obviously. So he does. He uses his persuasive personality to call this complete stranger, gets a meeting. They meet in Cleveland.
What does he tell her?
Well, he was he didn't give me his whole line. This guy was a really good salesman. This guy could sell, icicles to the Eskimos.
Yeah.
Didn't go into – this was sort of like need to know, I guess, and I didn't want to embarrass him. But he does persuade to meet her. He has this unusual date with himself, so to speak. They chatted and eventually parted company, and they were incredibly similar. It blew both their minds, but it was very strange for them. In other words, they never saw each other again. They weren't soulmates. We'll discuss that in a moment. But it was, he said, it was almost like they could complete each other's thoughts. And this is called a parallel self. The concept, the technique that I use is called paragression. And this is something where they say that everybody on the Earth today has parallel selves. You may not meet them, but there are people that are so identical to you. They don't look like you. They could be different sexes. They can
okay, different not races. Not like a doppelganger then, right?
No. A doppelganger is an astral body. That's totally different. That's where you have ectoplasm from an astral body that travels. You know that does its thing. This is a human being. This is a human being with a different genetic path. You see, this is what we call a parallel.
Who's got a family, a job, right. Everything. Okay.
A life.
Okay.
Now right. Here's how you can use the concept of parallel selves in paragression to deal with soulmates now. Now, this is very interesting. In figure two, those of you that have your computer on, if you click on to the next slide, this is figure two. This is dealing with the concept of soulmates. Now, soulmates are also parallel selves. Now, you have three. Let me just quickly explain three kinds of soulmates. One is what we call the boundary soulmate, which is a person that you've known in just a few past lives, but they've all been positive. They're not the perfect companion, but they've always been your supporter and, you know, a good person, and they've been lovers, and they could be different levels, but they've always been good for you, but they haven't been involved in many lives. The retribution soulmate is the one, unfortunately, most people commonly deal with. This is the bad person. This is Mr. Wrong, Miss Wrong and Mr. Wrong. This is like my movie, The Search for Grace, you know, the CBS movie about
right.
The woman who was attracted to a man who tried to murder her three different times and murder her successfully in 20 or 46 lives. So the retribution soulmate, if you look at the diagram, you'll see at the very bottom, you'll see the retribution soulmate are also parallel selves, too, as are the boundary soulmates. The boundary soulmates are higher up the chain, so to speak. Now, the one that really counts is the twin flame. That's in about the upper third of the picture. It comes right from the oversoul.
Are you there, Bruce? Well, we've lost you, Bruce. So we'll call you right back here and get you clipped right there. Bruce Goldberg, of course, talking about the incredible ability of having a duplicate type soulmate. And, man. He's on to something great, and, well, we'll get him right back on for you. Some of his work, by the way, Ascension, The Art of Soul Perfection and Attainment. And let's go back to Bruce Goldberg. Boy, you just popped in, and here you are again.
Yeah, something. I just heard a strange sound, and I think one of the psychic attackers from your future life was trying to get in here. Okay, we were talking about the twin flame. Now, this also illustrates the ascension vehicle because, you see, from the God energy complex, which I talk about at the very top of figure two, you split into, you form an older soul, and that older soul will split into what we call twin flames. Now, this is the identical energy component of the individual. So the male and female actually come from the same oversoul directly from the God energy complex. When you reverse the cycle, when the twin flames reunite again, then they will then go to what we call the soul plane, a special dimension that actually where you choose your next life. And by the way, your listeners can actually do that. Well, we'll show how they can actually do that. And also, it's where you also finally ascend, where the souls merge with the twin flame, and you become one with your higher self, and then you can actually ascend to the God energy complex or the higher planes, where you need not reincarnate. You may become a spirit guide, but you no longer are going to be involved in the karmic cycle. So the idea of soulmates and how to meet soulmates is what I describe in the Ascension book, of course, and also my Ideal Relationship CD program that helps you people do that. You're actually not only benefiting in the relationship, but you're eventually going to utilize that in the eventual ascension, reuniting, and actually not having to reincarnate, where everybody wins that game, because the ultimate goal of why we are here today, and we'll talk about time travelers and all these spirit guides, all this is geared, the only real reason why we're here is to perfect our soul and to ascend. And those of you listeners that are familiar with the Kabbalah, the female part of our soul energy is what we call tikkuning, helping the male. We tend to stray sometimes, and sometimes we need the other half to help us. And that's called tikkuning, which is a major concept in the Kabbalah, which is
Bruce,
part of the ascension process.
A couple of years ago, I got a call from someone, a guy, who said that he had a dream of a person, of a woman, and that he was going to meet her. And all of a sudden, he's telling me this story about how he was at the airport and he saw this woman walking down the corridor, and he had to get up and see her, and they ran right up to each other, and he said, you're the, and she pointed right back at him and said, you're the, and they both said, in my dream, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've since got married, according to him. But is that what you're talking about, that kind of relationship?
Yeah, you can actually send out energy. I discussed this in, I wrote a book called Dream Your Problems Away, where I discuss using the dream levels to actually attract people into your life. I call this astral negotiation sometimes, and you want to work out problems with people. Or you can use it to meet a soulmate, or you can use it to solve other problems that you have. And what they were doing is they're sending out their energy. When they go to sleep at night, the dreams are all out-of-body experiences. We know that from UCLA research and other universities. I pointed out in my Astral Voyages book the details of the scientific studies. And what happens is that you can send out the energy to say, here's an example. I have a technique that's on my website called the Sanctuary Technique. This was the one that the USA Today newspaper put at their top website years ago when people were using this to relax in their little cubicles at work. And what you can do with the Sanctuary is to create an ideal environment in the fifth dimension where you can focus in on the man or woman that you want in your life with the specific qualities that someone will mesh with you, with your primary values, your major goals, and your direction. For example, you can imagine a person with physical beauty, a spiritual growth, truthfulness, supportiveness, integrity, patience, decisiveness, lover of animals, gentleness, high self-image, compassion, intelligence, all these qualities that you want, and you can perceive that person physically, what they look like. The person on the other end who does meet that quality can actually interact and send their image out to you while you're in your dream level. So you're both reuniting, or shall we say, having this tete-a-tete in your sanctuary on
Incredible.
The upper astral plane, and therefore you'll eventually meet on the earth plane with the assistance of your higher selves.
Somewhere, someplace, sometime.
Oh, yeah, but not necessarily like, you know, 50 years in the future. It's quick. People have met. I've introduced a lot of people to their soulmates this way, and the sanctuary exercise, people have asked me. I've gotten emails before the show, actually, about this. They say, where do I find that? Well, of course, it's on the website, but if they want the actual CD title, it's called Encounter the Goddess, and this is a title of one of my CDs, which actually goes specifically through the sanctuary exercise, and you can use that for anything you want. You can use it for soulmates. You can use it for working out difficulties with family members, with employers, with employees, with the government, with anybody, any kind of problem you're having. You can work things out on the fifth dimension, because there your higher selves kick in, including spirit guides too, to assist you in maximizing your karmic cycle and to help you to run faster and jump higher, as they say.
Bruce, remote viewers look at the present. They can look into the future. Ed Dames has made some startling predictions through remote viewing that we're going to see what happens in the next 5 or 6 months, as he had stated. But when they do this, are they switching into, as you've said, a parallel universe?
Sure. As a matter of fact, and that we're going to deal with the other. Remember, I told you about paragressions. I mentioned that the parallel selves is one concept. The other concept is parallel universes, which is what where people actually have the same identical genetic body. Okay, it's the same body, except that what happens is that you're in a different parallel dimension, a different universe, which is part of the fifth dimension, as we call this. This again fits into the concept of paragression. So here's an example of a case of mine of a woman. She was a mousy-looking woman who was very shy and insecure and wanted a new life. And she came to me several years ago. She was having an affair with her boss. He kind of like threatened her, you know, it was like sexual harassment before they actually filed suits. She was afraid to end it because she needed the job. Her name was, she called herself Rosie. I use that name just to identify
sure.
her. And so we go, she says, doctor, she wanted to commit suicide. She goes, I can't deal with this anymore. I don't know what to do. So I said, look, let's calm down and let's perceive your five different future frequencies or parallel universes. And she selected the one, their ideal one, in which she was moving to Florida. She was on the East Coast at the time. She was going to buy into a radio station, okay, in Florida, and her whole life was going to change. So 4 years later, Rosie contacts me, and she says, doctor, I'm in town to visit my family, and I'd like to stop by and say hello and update you. And I said, sure. So she updates me, and she tells me that, number one, I didn't even recognize her. I mean, this woman metamorphosized into an assertive, beautiful, empowered soul, lost weight, changed her hairstyle and color. She beamed with confidence. She was a resident in Florida, and she was part owner of a radio station.
Huh.
So here's an example of a Rosie scenario, as I like to consider it, where she chose, selected, was programmed for, and actually manifested her ideal frequency. And that's part of what I call the New You technique, which I describe in the Destiny book, the Customs on Your Own Destiny book, and the CD album of that name, too. So that's an example of being all you can be and using these principles perfectly safe to maximize your potential, and everybody wins that game.
And maybe, just maybe, she's carrying Coast to Coast on her radio station down in Florida. We're on many of them. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Bruce Goldberg on Coast to Coast AM. Boy, they were talking about Streamlink at the X conference in Washington, D.C. this weekend. How so many just podcast and play it back, or then they download the CDs and play the show over and over again during the daytime in their cars or wherever they may be. If you're interested in Streamlink, just go to coasttocoastam.com. For just pennies a day, you can sign up and get that and downloads and all those other good things. Past lives, time travel, ETs from the future. We'll get into all of it with Dr. Bruce Goldberg tonight. Bruce, let's get back to parallel universes and pick up where we left off. Now, when you talk about parallel universes, are we talking about more than one?
Yeah, according to quantum mechanics and geophysics and all the fancy physics we have, there's actually an infinite number of parallel universes. Hugh Everett III discovered parallel universes in his doctoral thesis in 1957 with the many worlds phenomena topic of his PhD thesis. And what he was saying is that every time you have a thought, you're literally creating a parallel universe. I mean, it gets really heavy. The mathematics are rather clear. It's hard to conceive that. But my research has shown over the past 32 years with this is that there are five major categories. I call them frequencies 1 through 5. And under each frequency, there's an infinite number of subsets. But if you get the basic 5, then you can choose your ideal one. You don't have to go through 10 million of them. You just have to go through the 5. But let me just show you the differences between, because I've got a couple of emails. People say, well, what happens on these alternative universes? Remember, they're very, right, very, very, very different. According to Scientific American, August 2000 issue, which had parallel universes as their main topic, the closest sister universe is less than a millimeter away. Okay, you know how small a millimeter is. That's how close they are. Here's an example of what my research has shown as what are in these alternative universes from past history. In one universe, the British won the American Revolutionary War, and they killed George Washington. Second one, Hitler wins World War II and develops the atomic bomb. RFK is not assassinated and defeats Nixon to be elected president in 1968. Joshua is defeated in the Battle of Jericho, and there is no Israel, no monotheistic religions, no Christianity, and no Islam. Okay? And the last one, which is a biggie, is the comet hits the Earth in 1999, as predicted by Nostradamus, and millions of people died. Now, these things aren't happening in our universe, but they are out there. Okay? Now, we're not going to deal with them. We're not going to be there. But that just shows you an example of how extremely different, yet how close these universes can be. Our closest sister universe is less than a millimeter away. So that's parallel universes for you. It's a fun thing. Now, the good news about this is that when people do the techniques, or they use my CDs or, you know, the Destiny book and the Destiny album, what they can do is they're not going to get any, if they get a negative universe out there, if they get a negative future, sure, there's going to be one that's going to be very bad. Don't worry about it. You don't choose it. That's all. You have five of them. One's very bad. One's kind of bad. One's average, the one you're on now probably. One's better, and then one's really, really good. Okay, like you meet your soulmate, your health, or whatever. Your body. If you have an incurable disease right now, you could switch to a parallel universe where you're perfectly healthy. I mean, it's the options are unbelievable, because remember, you have a complete range with the universe and universal laws behind you. So these parallel universes really allow us to be what I call psychically empowered, and that's really the key here. But by the way, just before we go on, a couple of people have asked me about this. They said, my time travel and stuff, what are you doing with that lately? Well, later this year, on September 26th, I'll be in Ontario, California for the Astara workshop, where I'll be doing time traveling, parallel universes, and soul healing. And next February, I'll be back at the Conscious Life Expo, where I stopped in to say hello to you a couple of months
ago.
Yes,
I remember that.
That was fun, and I'll be doing that again. So all my workshops are on the workshop link for the thing.
All right. Now, with these parallel universes, is there another me in every one of them?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, some of them you may have died, of course. But there, as long as you have that thought, okay, you will create a parallel universe, and you will exist for a period of time in each of these parallel universes. The question is, how do you exist? In other words, what are the options? What is your life like? Who is with you? Some people in your life right now will not be with you. Some of them will, and you'll meet new people. So that's what parallel universes are like. But, you know, I want to give a little segue here. I did a little tease in the beginning of the show, and I want to give you your present now.
You're going to do it now?
Yeah. This is your present. present. This is because it relates to this. This relates to the whole point of this, the destiny and you know, the custom is on your own destiny, the parallel universe. This relates to the idea of manifesting your own karmic purpose. And I want to discuss a little bit with you and someone that's very dear to you, that you knew very well. I did a superconscious mind tap a couple of years ago when you were kind enough to write about me in the Worker in the Light book, you know?
Yes.
About my out-of-body experiences, techniques, and going to the future. So I meditated on that. I did a superconscious mind tap, and my higher self told me, because I read about your late relative, Shafika. This is your surprise, okay? And my higher self told me to just check her out on the internet, you know, on Google, and because you mentioned a little bit about her. And I did, and she wrote a book called Breakthroughs into Creativity, which I purchased, okay? And I want to read you just a quickly, this is the dedication to Breakthrough into Creativity. This book is dedicated to humanity, that it may awaken to its future destiny and reach out to explore the inner and outer spaces of the superconscious state. Your late aunt talked about not only the superconscious mind, she talked about zappers, which is what we call energy vampires, what you might call the shadow people. She talked about ETs and the government conspiracy. Here's a quote. They're here. We know about them. The government knows about them. She talked about parallel universes and did research in this. My regret in life is that I didn't know her when she was alive.
Oh, Bruce, you would have loved her. Ahead of herself.
We would have had conversations going into the eons here. Well, here's the thing. When I read Worker in the Light, I didn't just read the section you wrote about me. I read the whole book, and we talked about this a little bit last year about how one of your exercises, you were at some sort of a party, and there was this girl who was being hit on by all these media types and radio people, whatever, and you actually did a form of psychic protection, but also a form of psychic attack, right? Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, interestingly enough, your two future lives is Dexter Monterey in about 100 years and Zior in about 1,500 years deals with the concept of psychic self-defense and protection techniques, and you're very big on that. I mean, it's a real part of your karmic cycle. I think what's going on here, and this is part of your reward here, your present, is that I know you want to contact Shafika, and I think she has been. I think she's responsible a lot for your life now. Look what you're doing now. Look who you are today, and look what you will be in 100 years with Dexter, not to negate what you're doing now. I think this is all part of your karmic purpose. It relates to psychic self-defense and psychic attack, as well as all the other stuff, too, that we deal with. So I think this is a really, really, really important part of your karmic subcycle, and I just want to say I'm trying to represent your listeners and the universe out there that we all appreciate who you are. I most certainly do. And your work, I think, is being influenced, as we all have our mentors on the other side. And I think Shafika has been in contact with you for a long time. And I remember your history when you were about 11 years old and you had this this experience, out-of-body experience.
Yep.
And this led you to the path, because your father wanted you to be a dentist, right? You're talking to an ex-dentist.
Yep.
I understand the concept.
God, you know more about me than I do.
Well, this is a whole tooth, nothing but the tooth. But the point here is that, see how this, you were going to follow? No, she was a physician. Obviously, your father, I'm sure, was medically oriented and wanted, you know, somebody doctor.
No, he wasn't, but all my other family members were, and relatives.
Right. But you took a different path. You swayed away, but what you did was something, look, the world does not need another dentist, okay? Trust me, I would be doing dentistry if it did. So look at the situation. So this is a part of the karmic aspect, and I just wanted to bring that up to you to give you an idea that I know you want to communicate, and you actually have been. You may not be aware of all the details, but when I developed the superconscious mind tap in 1977, which is a way of introducing a patient's soul or subconscious mind to the perfect part of their awareness, we call this the higher self or the superconscious. And the reason why that technique is important is that I did a study back in 1977. I took 500 patients, which is a humongous sample. You never read about that in academic studies. And I divided them into half. And these were different people, but they had the same issues, you know, weight controls, depression, smoking, and meeting Mr. Right or whatever, Mr. Right, all the kind of stuff. Well, they had all the same issues, basically. And on half of that sample, I decided not to do past life regressions, which I was doing a ton of in 1977. I decided only to do the superconscious mind tap. No regressions, no progressions, just the superconscious. And I found out that these 250 people from that sample attained their therapeutic goals in 40% fewer sessions than the ones that I was doing all the regressions and progressions with.
That's amazing. I met, by the way, at the conference I was at this weekend in Washington, D.C., Shafika's immediate family and her sister Helen, and it was just cool talking to them about some things. And I found some things out that I didn't know before about how she died specifically, and you know, it was apparently a hairdryer that fell
in the bathtub. It was a very unusual situation.
I thought it was a radio, but she said it was a hairdryer. And
a hairdryer would be a lot worse than a radio, believe me, in a bathtub.
Yeah, well, it sure would. Anyway, but that is a neat gift.
Well, I appreciate that because, see, with the use of the things like the advantage of the superconscious mind tap, not only helping people solve their problems like habits and phobias, but you can also scan past lives, future lives. You can contact departed loved ones, masters and guide contact, or angels. You can obtain spiritual guidance by raising the frequency, vibration, rate of your soul, which is the whole point of soul healing. You can remove attached entities and attain other forms of psychic protection. You can contact the souls of children before they're born. A mother or father can actually communicate with the soul of a developing fetus while it's still in the womb. I mean, you can do so many things, and it's a beautiful technique, and I love it dearly, and it's been the basic part of my career, and it's something that I can never, you know, have say enough positivity about this. So I just wanted to mention that to you and to it, and I hope you didn't think I'm being too invasive with you by doing this, but I wanted to share that with you and the listeners, of course.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about time travel, Bruce.
Okay.
Back to my friend, the valet guy here in St. Louis, who now believes that it is possible. When we get calls from people during special open lines, and they say they're time travelers, you know, 90% of you can say, you know, come on. But isn't there that possibility that he or she could be?
Well, when you say a time travel, you're talking about a futuristic time travel in the 21st century when people would be discovered? Okay.
And he comes back, and let's say he calls a radio show, or God knows what he does.
Okay, well, the person that you're thinking of, we're not going to discuss, but the general principle is that a time traveler, a real time traveler from the 31st century, which is the year 3050, is when time travel is discovered by a man named Tatos, and he goes back to ancient Egypt with a crew, Geb, Osiris, Isis, people like that, they become Egyptian gods, they would never, ever call into a radio show or go on TV or do that. They would work behind the scenes because the Men in Black would take them out. They would never say, hey, by the way, I'm a double T, who I use for time traveler. They're not that stupid. First of all, it's against the mission to do that. Number one, they have this timeline or international security code, which says you don't do that unless it's an absolute emergency and it has to be approved by government people and a whole bunch of bureaucracies behind that.
Too much red tape, huh?
Way too much red tape. Okay, so you don't do that. So that is something that a real time traveler would never do. Remember, over the years, even with Art, people would say, Dr. Goldberg, you're a time. Art said you're a time. You said I was a time traveler, right? I mean, and I said, you know, finally. I finally discussed it and said, you know, I said, if you really understand the principles, you can figure it out yourself. And then I finally said, no, I am not in this life. I will be in the 36th century, but I'm not in this life right now. I am a human being who is born in 1948, you know, the whole routine. But the point is that, but there are time travelers walking the streets, by the way. There are time travelers that are here. They just don't make themselves obvious. They work behind the scenes. They can contact you in your dream levels. They involve with our scientists, our artists, our government people, and average citizens, too. They've helped, for example, there's a time traveler case of a beautiful case of a gentleman who was in Switzerland. He was a mountain climber, right? He climbed mountains for a hobby. It was his interest, right? Okay, well, he's a mountain climber. He's going to Switzerland on a vacation, and all of a sudden he's on this edge of the cliff, and he falls. He's going to die, right? This is like a couple of thousand feet, or probably more than that.
It's history for him.
Except a luminous figure, a blonde, blue-eyed, 6'5", well-built man like Superman, except no cape, okay, catches him, brings him to Earth gently, and then communicates with him telepathically. He's a time traveler from the 50th century, as we discovered later in my office when we did the regression to find out what this was, touches a little button on his little belt, on his little white toga, and disappears. In the 50th century, they used teleportation to go from one place to another. So he was saved. Think of it as like an angel. It wasn't. It was a time traveler, an actual human being from the 50th century. Now, they will do that occasionally. That's not their big MO, but they have done that. That was an example of a gentleman who met an actual time traveler.
I was going to ask you, what possessed the time traveler to come back and save the guy?
Well, apparently we found out later on, this was very complex, we found out that it wasn't the gentleman himself that was so important, but it was his succeeding generations that were critical here.
Ah,
if he was to die, then there were going to be people that wouldn't be born, that should be born, and that would cause a rift in the space-time continuum, a tear in the fabric of space-time, and then we have problems. So the time travelers do know that, and therefore they are very selective as to who they save. And it's not because you're important now. It can be very much your future generations, your succeeding generations.
Interesting. So they do intervene sometimes.
Oh, yeah. They've intervened quite a bit, actually. Not, you know, I mean, in the old days, of course, they were pharaohs in ancient Egypt. I mean, you know, the person who united ancient Egypt, we're going to discuss Egypt tonight, was the legendary, you know, the Scorpion King, so to speak. You know, remember the movie The Scorpion King? It was actually about the guy who united Upper and Lower Egypt. He actually was... The time travel that we call Osiris, the same guy. So they and of course Tatos himself has been pharaoh many times. So has Osiris, and so has a couple of other time travelers. So they can function, but in today's society they're not doing that. Okay, you're not going to see them in the White House or in London or in Paris. No, that's not what they're doing today. But they do work behind the scenes, and of course the military is involved. When I do time travel or abductees, they wind up in military installations. You know, you see Air Force uniforms and things like that. So we have, and I've discussed this before, there's a tremendous, interaction and knowledge of the government with time travelers. They know all about it. ETs too, and we're going to discuss some of the documentation of ETs. But for the benefit of your listeners that actually want to time travel, obviously there are several exercises on my site. If they don't have a computer and they call my 800 Karma for You number, which is 1-800-527-6248, please don't call unless you don't have a computer. If you have a computer, all the exercises are on the site. But if you don't have a computer and you call the 1-800 KARMA, the number 4, the letter U, or 1-800-527-6248, I will send you a time travel out-of-body experience, and the first 200 callers will get an access to the Akashic Records in which you can scan your own past and future lives, like what I did with you, George, to get Dexter Monterey and Zior about your two future lives, and they can actually have the experience themselves other than just reading about it or listening to it. I want people to actually have their own experiences and to see what it looks like. And again, those of you with computers, if you go to the videos that are on my website, they're free on the homepage, you can access and see Jerry Springer's past life, a time traveler contactee, a future life progression case.
What was Springer?
Springer was a kind of like a sheriff or like a cop, so to speak, in England about the 1600s, and he saved the damsel in distress, was attacked by swordsmen and severely wounded, so he could no longer function. He almost died. The woman who he saved took him into the castle because she lived there, and he became like a butler, lived several years later. And as we turned out, at the very end of his life, he found out that the woman who he saved, who eventually extended his life, turned out to be his current wife daughter, Kirstie. So there's
That's
karmic
amazing.
Family values in the Springer family.
That's amazing. Now, does time travel overlap with reincarnation at all?
Of course it does, because in reincarnation, you're dealing with the soul reincarnating, coming into future lives, and the person now can actually perceive both their past and future lives. So the reincarnation deals with the soul. The soul is energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. The law of the conservation of matter and energy, the basic law, teaches us that. So basically, the soul itself is what actually time travels. And teleportation, when we discuss teleportation, what we're dealing with here is the physical body moving from one place to another. Do I have time to discuss a quick teleportation case?
I've got 2 minutes, and I want to spend a lot of time next hour, but, okay. So go ahead.
All right, here's a case. This is a beautiful case. This case occurred about 4 years ago. A woman, I call her Vivian. She was trained to do teleportation with me. She's in the car with her physically abusive idiot boyfriend. He gets into an argument with her, pushes open the passenger door, throws her out of the car into traffic. Now listen to this. A car is coming at her about 60 miles an hour. All she could think of was the post-hypnotic suggestion I gave her to teleport. She thinks of her living room. The next thing she knows, she twisted her ankle so she couldn't run. Okay. The next thing she knows, she's sitting on her couch in her living room with a twisted ankle. She doesn't know where she is. I mean, she doesn't know how she got there. The boyfriend is going crazy because he sees his girlfriend disappear. After he pushed him. This guy was not a funny guy. The car whizzes right through her. It's almost like watching the movie Ghost, you know. The car goes right by. He would have actually creamed her. The driver, he stopped. He didn't know what's going on. The boyfriend calls her on the cell phone. She's at home on the couch. And So this is an example of teleportation. I worked with her again after that. One of the things we worked on was finding a soulmate. So she dumped this guy, and then about 6 months later, she met her soulmate, and a year later, she was married. So it does have a happy ending. But that's an example of true teleportation. That's not doppelganger. That's not OBE. That's where the physical body moved from one place to another, and Vivian is alive today thanks to teleportation.
Well, I'll tell you, Bruce, I had a call about a year ago of a fellow who said another car was heading straight toward his. They both went straight through each other. Nothing happened. It was amazing. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.